This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding over here Chelek Gimel. We had seen the Tafkid in Beis. We had seen the connection of Elyonim Tachtonim. This is, by the way, something very important. Nefesh HaChayim, when he, in his Hakdama, in his first Prakim, one of the points that he very strongly emphasizes, and it goes to the heart a lot of, the opposing views or emotional perspectives, the Chassidim and Misnagdim. The whole Nefesh HaChayim is written to sort of go in a certain sense to answer, to counter, to propose a different picture of life. So one of the things that is sort of very, very rooted in the Chassidish way of thinking is as follows. The great and wonderful world is up there. Our job is to try and bring down as much from up there down here. Very hard to argue with that. B'meila, in Torah, the deeper parts are the higher parts, a Kabbalah, whatever you want to call it. In Maisim, Tovim, and in Mitzvahs, the deeper part is the Ava, the Yira, the this, the that. And that's what you should focus on bringing down to this world. Even if sometimes you have to be a little bit, let's call it, cut a little bit corners with the this world part of the mitzvah. So there's a Zman Tefillah, and that's the perfect way to do the mitzvah. But not everybody's ready to Zman Tefillah. He's really got his heart going and his neshama going and this and that and so on and so forth. That was sort of an attitude that had crept in. And the Nefesh HaChayim is built to counter these things. It's one of the things that he counters. And his point is, Elyonim are mashpia on Tachtonim, but they are dependent on the Tachtonim. So, Lamashal, let's take a very simple example. Where do we get food from? The ground. Who feeds us? The ground. But if you don't plant any seeds in the ground is going to, you're going to have to eat earth three times a day. Nothing's going to grow. So on the one hand, we'll say the ground provides for us and the ground is what gives us everything and so on. Yeah, it takes the seeds you've planted and brings out the food that's latent in it, that's inherent in it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the worlds connected. It starts with us. In other words, the machinery starts with us. We push the buttons. That creates something lamala, which sort of accomplishes changes and whatever you want, and that's mashpia. But if we don't press anything, ain't nothing coming from there. If you do a mitzvah kitikunoi, with the basic halachic requirements met, with the appropriate, that has some effect. The more kavanah you put in, the better it is. But the effect is, it starts with a ma'aseh mitzvah. If there's no ma'aseh mitzvah, you can have all the kavanahs you want, you can have all the neshama you want, anything you want, nothing's doing. So this was a very strong point. There's a mutual relationship. But it starts with us. That is that's the point of Nefesh HaChayim. His whole beginning is this is the point that he bases everything on. And B'meila, when given a choice between doing something that is halachically 100%, but missing in some sort of kavanas, etc., there's no question. We choose the halacha. it certainly improves and helps if you add content, inspiration, so on and so forth. Okay, next. Gimel. Vehina, vipnei akesh hazeh, shenikshara hanefesh, shenikshara hanefesh, shenikshara hanefesh, beguf nefesh hatatayna, because this nefesh is tied to it, v'nimtzis mugbelas begvulas pratim, v'nimna mimena ishtatzu sakim mitzvah v'chum. Don't this we saw yesterday that we have limitations. As long as we're in the guf, we will not be able to understand any type of the real ruchnistical world. Let's explain this a little bit further. It says, k'lo yirani ha'adam v'choy. A person cannot see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's living. Now, you can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're not living either, because there's nothing to see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not seeable. But what it means is as follows. The clarity of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand it the way it should be understood, is tainted as long as we're living. And let's understand why. Imagine a person has eyeglasses with a red tint. Kind of is, I guess it's a style, and he has red tinted glasses. So everything is going to have a reddish tint to it. There's no way to get around it, because everything has to come through the glass. It's a glass alike. We're limited. One of the reasons, one of the issues with anything we see through a telescope, you always have to take into consideration the aberrations that are built into the glass. Even if it's perfect, at the end of the day, glass has some sort of, because it's a substance, it has some sort of effect on the light that's coming in. So the best I can say is, I see through my glasses, but the glasses provide some sort of addition. They provide some sort of obfuscation, some sort of block from what's coming in. We don't understand abstract things. Why? Because we are a goof as well. Anything that comes into our seichel and our das is coming in through the filter of a goof. I need to understand things that exist. Things that, how big is it? How short is it? An idea is already not so easy. One of the reasons why most people have a hard time understanding mathematics, theoretical mathematics, is because it doesn't exist. I'm talking about nothing. So, Mela arithmetic that applies to things, so two and two is two apples, and two apples is four apples. Okay, that I can still get, but once once I get to equations that have no counterpart, then it takes a certain type of mind to get it, and it's usually the type of person who's somewhat disconnected from this world. But there are clouds, the correlation between people being happy with mathematics and being connected to the world is inverse. It's a mitzias. The people that are practical and like things that are solid, that's the mitzvahs. So because we have a guf attached to our nefesh and neshama, in this world, our neshama sees things only through the guf. And since the guf is physical, and anything it perceives is physical, it's going to have to see it somewhat not what it is. The guf also is what urges the neshama to move forward towards ruchnius, or hampers it. So the guf has its share in either spurring the neshama forth and saying this is havela volim, there must be something higher than this, which spurs the neshama to come out. Or the person sinks into the havela volim. Ubaze toluyak hikoyna l'shleimus ha'mu'utar sachmina. And that's what prepares a person to his final shleimus ha'nav. V'hi po'elas ba'odom u'manhegis ha'mshaltona. This nefesh al yona functions in a person. It directs nefesh al terme de chasa. V'chokekes bo tziyurei haskol v'achanasa. And it gives it some insight and understanding based on how refined the lower neshama is. Let's understand this as well. Like I said, it goes in two ways. On the one hand, our physical souls block and don't allow the neshama to see things totally abstract and totally ruchnius. But the neshama, and much as it functions in the guf, gives us a sense that there are things beyond this world. So just like, let's say something like aesthetics. It's not exactly physical, and a person can have a sense of that. The neshama can imbue the guf with a sense of ruchnius. And when we speak and we say toiv and kadosh and tahor, those are all things that mean something to us. They mean something to us not because the seichel as such can understand it. It's not physical, but because the neshama it has some sort of effect on the guf, it allows the guf to sense something. So just like we gave a much about something musical. So let's say I don't understand much about something musical, but someone else can try and explain it, and I can gain a sense of it if he's ma'or something in me. So I still don't get it exactly, but I have more of a sense than if I myself struggle. If I myself struggle to understand why this is nice, is not nice, and someone comes and says, let's look at the balance and look at this, look at that, I can gain a sense of it. The nefesh allows the guf to develop positively, and our mind, which starts with a physical piece of meat, begins to sense something more than that. It gives it some sort of understanding, points of understanding. And it develops machshavas and ritzonos as it affects it. So our desires and cravings can also be affected by neshama. So when a person has this sudden desire to do good, to be different, to move away from things that are physical, and to be osgim ruchnis, those are hargashas and negation that came from somewhere lamala. Okay, so generally speaking, that's the connection of the two parts of a person. The important point is it's bilateral. It's something that each one has an effect on the other. The guf being there has an effect on the neshama. The neshama being there has an effect on the guf. They both, the guf is blocks the neshama from realizing its fullness. The neshama is ma'ur the body to do it. I want to just add a point when we spoke about people understanding better or not. The Rambam, it's very interesting how even though they came from different worlds, the Rambam was not a Mekubal, but that wasn't his world in any way or sense. The Rambam is in Shmona Prakim, which is his Akdama to Pirkei Avos, speaks about some very fundamental topics. And one of them is what he calls the Mesech HaMavdil, the great screen that blocks us from a true understanding of Ruchnias. And when he explains the different madregas of people, according to the Rambam, how much your taif is Ruchnias is what describes your darga in Ruchnias. And what's the main koveya is not how big your neshama is. Everybody's a neshama is a neshama. How thick and how coarse is the guf that lacks it? And his mashal for different levels of understanding Ruchnias is how thick is the screen that stands between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or how many screens are there? And so just like if you have glass that's it's not terribly pure and it's full of impurities and it's dark, you can't see anything through it. If you have glass that's very thick, it's going to distort the image. The thinner the glass is, the more pure it is, the more what you see is exactly the image, but it'll never be exactly the image. It's always coming through something. That's the Rambam's big picture for the Madregas of people. And Moshe Rabbeinu had, all he had was the minimal divider between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point is, our ability to grasp some of this ruchnius is totally in this nekuda. How coarse is our nefesh, or some whatever it is. That's the way to run it. Okay.